Most people know that Apartments.com is the most popular place to find a place. That's because Apartments.com has the most rental listings and the most ways to find them, all thanks to some of the most powerful tools like 3D virtual tours. So you'll most likely find your most right place, which most everyone would agree is good news, unless you're part of a most peculiar minority of people who prefer to have less than the most. Make the most obvious move for your next move and use Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place. Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. Good morning, darling. How are you?
I am well.
Well, I mean, folks, I'm going to say that this morning... Would you like to tell them what happened?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I got up, as I always do. I did not sleep very well last night, but I did not have caffeine yesterday. And I know, as crazy as that sounds, yesterday was a day with no caffeine for me. And you would think I'd be able to sleep better. But instead, I literally tossed and turned all night. But that's, you know, a subject for a different day. So I got up. I knew I had to get going this morning. I had the podcast. And we all know, because we've talked about it on our podcast, that Wednesdays are such a sketchy morning for me. I kind of tiptoe around because I don't want to make him mad, you know, whether it's the shower, whatever it might be.
So the shower, pulling out blow dryers, curling irons, talking on the phone to your friend in Atlanta.
Okay, because I'm actually running business before I get started with my day. And so I, you know, I got ready. I had blow dry my hair and had my hair curled. I was putting my makeup on and I hear this like noise and I could tell it was just like him thumbing through Instagram. And I was like, okay, it's like 9:20. I mean, we really need to leave our house by 9:40 at the latest to get to the studio where we record. So I just said, okay, I'm going to go in. So I walked in. I'm like, hey, how's it going? He's like, good. What are you doing? I said, oh, I'm just getting ready for the podcast. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? I completely forgot. Now keep in mind, folks, how many episodes of this podcast have we done? Like almost 200.
But does that tell you that I have so much stuff going on that the days just don't even mean anything anymore?
So I said, yeah, it's Wednesday. It's time to record the podcast. So he jumps up. So I finish getting ready. I leave. They're there. They have to put cameras in my car for the day because I'm going to do a car scene. I had to load a casserole that I was dropping off to a friend this morning before the podcast. So I got here. I did all of my reads for the podcast. And Todd Sachet's in to begin the day.
Well, okay. So you, folks, you clearly there's no resentment there. Clearly there's no frustration.
I mean, even my mother, bless her heart, who sometimes does forget things. Even she knows when I call her at like 9:45 on Wednesday. Oh, you're on your way to the podcast, because I kind of always touch base with her, you know, when I'm on my way here. Even she remembered. But Todd, who remembers what his mother wore at kindergarten graduation, didn't remember the podcast this morning.
Okay. So we can have that one moment. You got the one moment.
Okay.
So,
okay.
excuse me. But it has already been that morning on a Wednesday. But what we let's talk about the thing that you have mastered.
What's that?
The shower.
Oh, yes, I did. I have mastered the shower, folks. I have mastered the shower.
I can now get in. What zone are you?
Two.
I'm zone one.
Yeah.
So we now have that mastered, and our shower situation has now been resolved.
Yes, it has. With the help of plumbers
and electricians and then a rep from the company.
Yeah, a rep from the company, you know. And I have to admit, I probably did Google a few times just to make sure I was doing things right. But, you know, with that being said,
you know, folks, listen, we both came from very humble
beginnings. I came from a place where you turn just like the lights. You had a switch to turn the light on and off. You had a knob to turn the shower on and off, and you didn't hesitate because it didn't. The hot water wasn't lasting too long. Yes, okay, I'm out of my element. I'm out of my element with having to have Wi-Fi to take a shower and hitting one button and every light in the house coming on.
But now you've always had, since you and I've been together, you have literally since we, when did we move to Atlanta? In
anyway, yes, for a long time I've had
But we've never had this particular system that does, folks. I mean, this thing will do everything except marry you.
Yeah, and it's great. I have to say, we have been, I mean, once we figured out that it was operator error, then, you know, I think we've now realized folks, everything that it offers. It's kind of like with a car with us. Have you ever noticed, we will get a car
that has every
that
option.
That has every option
and never use them.
And we never use them. We never know what the, we know. And then somebody will get in our car and they'll be like, oh, you know your car does this? I'm like, no, like I just get in it, drive it, put it on the highway,
listen, tear it up.
That's it. You know, I'm not going down that road with you. But anyway, speaking of cars, you understand that in what? Let me look. That in less than 2 weeks, we will have a new driver in our house.
Can you guys believe that Grayson? I mean, he was such a baby when the show started, Christina Knows Best.
Yeah.
And now this kid is 6 feet tall.
He's going to be driving.
He's going to be driving.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Someone had done it. I don't even know how that's came about, but somebody on like posted a YouTube video of Grayson.
And it was so good.
And it was so good because it was literally from like season one to now. And so it literally took it back to like season one, episode one. And then it was amazing to see how much just watching him grow up before our eyes. I mean, even people now, when we're in a store or we're somewhere, that people are so taken aback when they see Grayson. Because I think so many times, because, you know, we're so fortunate that our episodes will rerun and air, and there'll be old episodes, and people might catch an old episode where Grayson's just a little fella. And then when they see him in person, they're like, hold up.
That's the baby?
Is that the baby? And we're like, yeah, that's the baby.
That's what happens if you feed him and water him.
That's it. That's it. So, I know. So, we got a busy, busy time coming up in our lives. So, we have that. Mother's Day's coming up this week.
Yes. And you and I was scrolling, you know, yeah, go ahead now.
On Sunday. So, you know, I hope you guys, if you're blessed enough, like Todd and I are, to still have your mother, please don't take it for granted. I mean, and those of you that don't have your moms anymore, know that, you know what, our hearts go out to you. And I don't think it's something that you can know that feeling until you've gone through it. So just cherish your mom and cherish the memories that you have.
I mean, you know, Mother's Day, you know, and I do think that it requires a little bit more than what you just said. Mm-hmm. We are blessed to have our mothers. But you know, you and I had a conversation. Was having a conversation the other night,
mm-hmm.
and we were laying in bed. And you know, I'm 53, and I feel like that at this place in my life, I look back on so many different things and on how I handled certain things at that age in my life. And you know, if I could go back, what I would do differently. You know, we all have these moments where, you know, God, I do that differently. And I said to you that you have been the most amazing mother, wife, friend, daughter-in-law. And I want to say that here on the podcast to you, that I am absolutely who I am today, folks, because I was blessed with meeting Julie.
Oh, thank
and, you know, as a man, if you're semi-sane, which I mean, I am semi-sane, you look at your life and you're like, if you've been raised by a woman like Nanny Faye, My mother always made sure that I had plenty to eat, clean clothes, a clean home, a clean car to go somewhere in, made sure our yards were always the way they were supposed to be, and could cook and make anything. And I would be like, she's going to be just like my mom. I'm going to marry someone just like my mom. And when I met Julie, I married someone like my mom. Now, granted, folks, there are those moments to where I'm like, she's too much like my mama. Because they both have that same little crazy streak in them. But I married a woman that had all of the traits, for the most part, that my mother possesses. Good, decent, honest, kind, dependable, loyal. Can cook anything. Julie can bake anything. She can cook anything. And Julie can put a meal on the table in no time. And she, on top of that, was able to deal with a semi-sane husband. And I think you said yesterday in a conversation that you and Mari were talking, that what was Mari's quote about dealing with a man?
That when you deal with men who are uber successful and just that type A, and once there's a certain number of zeros, they kind of all become the same. Mm-hmm. And she said that for years, just in dealing with men in general. And I believe it's true. It's not, you know, and I'm not sitting here, folks, saying, oh my gosh, I'm so, you know, poor pitiful me because I have a successful man. That's not at all what I'm saying. It's just that when you have a spouse who is super successful in their own right, then, you know, you have to deal with them differently. I mean, you have a different mindset.
Explain that. You know, explain what you're saying. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I want to finish up on that.
Okay.
So, folks, what I wanted to say is that I am hugely blessed in my life to have a mother like Nanny Faye, who was a good, decent, God-fearing woman who worked 16, 18 hours a day and raised her children and made sure that we had everything we could have ever hoped to have. We had everything we ever wanted. Now, we were not rich, but we had everything we wanted and certainly everything we needed. And I want to give that shout out to my mother because my mother is truly, and I'm going to repeat a phrase that my wife has said about my mother. When God calls my mother home, there will be no more Faye Chrisleys.
No. So true.
And I am blessed that my children will be able to say that when God calls their mother home, there will be no more Julie Chrisleys. So I am a blessed man to have been raised by a phenomenal, amazing, good, decent, God-fearing woman. And I'm doubly blessed to have married a woman of like kind. So for that, we're going to make sure you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
That's the best Mother's Day gift I could ever get.
And I love you with all my heart.
Mental Health Awareness Month is a worthy thing to celebrate, but it shouldn't be our focus just for May. It's important to be working on your mental health all year long. The positive effects of therapy will create lasting changes in all areas of your life, your relationships, your career, and your overall happiness. A therapist can help you identify the habits and patterns that might be holding you back and how to move forward in the right direction. I wholeheartedly recommend Talkspace for therapy. You can sign up online and start therapy the same day as you sign up. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist, so it's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions from the comfort of your home. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily 5 days a week. And as a listener of our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to TalkSpace.com. Make sure to use the code Chrisley to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Chrisley at TalkSpace.com. Did you know that health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you could still get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, Air Med Care Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an Air Med Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of our podcast, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use our code Chrisley.
But let's go back to what you just said. You said, start back about Mari. Now, for all of you that don't know who Mari is, Mari has been Julie's girlfriend for how long?
We actually met when we were pregnant with our Gracies. So I had Grayson, she had Grayson, Gracie. So we met when we were pregnant. So 15 years we've been friends. Mm-hmm.
And Mari is like a treasure trove of wisdom.
Yes, she is. She is. She's smart. She's funny.
She's beautiful. Chase has had the hots for her for years.
She is an amazing mother who truly put her children first.
100%.
Who truly
she's a mother.
Invested and continues to this day to invest in her children.
Yes. And let's give a shout out also to her son, Dee.
Her son, Dee, is probably one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. I mean, I thank goodness he can, like, come down to my level to even have a conversation. But he is super successful. I mean, you know, he graduated from Marist. He graduated from Holy Cross. Went there on an academic and sports scholarship. Went to London School of Economics. I mean, everything
and such a
that you
good
can imagine.
Looking kid, because we oh all gosh. Know that in Todd's book, you need to look good.
Yes. And so he, you know, back in the day, I remember him talking this crazy cryptocurrency blockchain stuff. I'm like, I have no idea what you're even talking about. This was years ago. He was barely in his 20s. But super successful. And then she has a beautiful daughter that's getting ready to graduate
from UGA.
She is, if I had
Mariah.
To guess, going to go into some kind of sports broadcasting. She is, she's already doing that now. And then our little Gracie, or I shouldn't say
she's
our little Gracie. She's about 6'2", I think, right now. An amazing volleyball player. Just great
folks,
kids.
Mari raised these successful, and for all of you who don't know, Mari is African American. Mm-hmm. The father of her children is Jalen.
It's African American,
right? Jalen Rose, and the ball player. Mm-hmm. But Mari raised her children as a single mother.
Yes. She had financial help from her children's father.
Right.
But the day to day, she raised.
Yes.
And she raised children who are just so beyond and so
they're good, kind, decent
people.
Compassionate human beings.
Take away beautiful and smart, but they're just good people. But I think it's because
of
they come
mother.
From a good mother.
Comes from the mother.
And
the mama's a hoe, the daughter's a hoe. If the mama's good, the daughter's gonna be well. In some cases, you can get crazy because I was a hoe and I did raise some hoes. But you know, with that being said, you know, I wanted to kind of give you guys context of who Mari is, but let's get back to what Mari said about men. Go ahead, Julie.
Yes, that, you know, men, when you are dealing with a super successful man, type A, you know, so many zeros behind the name as far as, you know, you got to deal with them a certain way. And you know, and they're a lot. And yes, it comes with a lot of reward, but it comes with a heck of a lot of work and a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of, just comes with a lot of work. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, let's expand on that. Yeah. When you say, you know, because I guess I am a type A.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
So when you say that there's more work that you have to put into it.
Right. Well, I think you're just, your mind is always going. It's always racing. It's always going to the next thing, going to the next thing. There's a lot of expectation because you set a lot of expectations on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you set a lot of expectations on yourself, you have high expectations for those in your life, for others in your life.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, so I think there's a lot that goes with that. You know, I think when people have high expectations for themselves and for others, you know, you got to stay on your toes. You really do. And I know it, there's been times in our marriage when I haven't been on my toes as much as I should have. And those are the times that things kind of, you know, they get a little, not dicey.
The waters get a little rough.
The waters get rough between us when I'm not where I need to be. And I know that.
But don't you think that, you know, like, and I've said this, and I'll say it, you know, here on the podcast, and I've said it in interviews and what have you. You can't be someone like me and be successful because God has blessed us.
Yes.
You can't do all the things that God has laid out there for me to do and for me to accomplish without having a woman like you.
I
mean, would you agree with that?
I do agree
because
with that.
You know, it's easy to say that, you know, married to a man who's uber successful and whatever, but could I have been as successful raising five children and having to come home and put a meal on the table or to go to do carpool or to take kids to this event or
Listen,
to that event?
I think in our relationship, it would not have worked.
Right.
I think everybody's relationship and what works for them works for them.
Right.
It would not have worked for us.
Right.
And I think you have to say that because I'm sure there's plenty of super successful men that do those things.
I don't know any of them.
But for us, I feel like the roles that you and I are in and have been in for the past 25 years are the roles that worked for us.
Well, or I mean,
they kept our train on the track most of the time.
Right. And I mean, you know, folks, I would love to be able to sit here and tell you, you know, that I was this super dad and that I did it all. I never did carpool.
No.
I never did carpool. Mm-mm. I never had to go pick my kids up. I never had to drop them
off. You don't even think about it. I mean, there will be mornings, and this is no knock on you, but there'll be mornings that I'll come back into the bedroom at 8:30 and you'll be like, "Where have you been?" And I'm like, well, I was up at 6:30. I fixed Chloe's lunch, her breakfast, did her hair. We got ready. I dropped her off at school, and now I'm coming back to get ready. Oh. And I think it's just because you've always known that was I was handling that.
Well, I mean, 100%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that goes back to what I was saying, is that we had very clearly defined roles and expectations before you and I got married.
Right.
Because we sat down and had those conversations.
Right. But I don't think it means, you know, that we were in any way. I mean, we had clearly defined roles, and I think we've stayed as true to those roles as we could. Doesn't mean that you and I individually haven't changed and evolved and taken on different things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've never said to me, oh, you can't do that. Or
well, I mean,
I don't, you know, that's not part of your role.
I grew up with a mother that was told that she could do this and she could do that and whatever. And mm-hmm. I watched how she fought against people on her job saying she could not be a supervisor or she couldn't be a trainer or things like that. And my mother, folks, broke that glass ceiling every time.
Right.
I know it's not shocking to most of you to think that Nanny Faye just stormed into the room like a damn bull in a china shop. But I watched my mother and I watched her cry when men would be, you know, promoted that she had trained and yet they wouldn't give her the position. And yet she never gave up. She kept working and kept working and kept working and kept training these ass clowns that were being promoted above her. And then finally one day she said, no, I'm not training anyone else to do a job that I'm trying to get to. And I remember when she did that and she was so afraid that she was going to lose her job. And it was about 3 months later, they called her into the office and she was worried that they were going to fire her. And they gave her the promotion and she was she became the instructor and then she became a supervisor. And that was a blessing. But I would never, because I don't feel like that in a relationship that you should tell me, if you do this, we're done. Or you can't do this or you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that I've always tried to encourage you to be the best that you possibly can be.
Yes.
And I think that our
sometimes even to the extent that you saw sometimes what I even didn't see.
Yes. And I mean, you know, and I think that for me, folks, like when I would push you to do something, it's because I knew you could. And I knew you would feel so accomplished when you did.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God, those times that I pushed worked out well for us.
Right.
Because you did succeed in all of those things. And, you know, I believe that, you know, when you're married, I want you as my wife, as the mother of my children, I want you to be hugely successful in your own right, in your own way, in all things that promote you spiritually, mentally, and intellectually. Doesn't have to be done for the money.
Right, right. Oh, no, for sure.
But it has to be done to feed your soul.
Right.
And I want you to be...
And I think that's where a lot of women get bogged down. I think they get so ingrained in just the day-to-day.
But that's happened to you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's not just say, you know, some women.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, absolutely. It has happened to me where it just becomes a matter of getting through the day. And you truly have to step back and realize there's more to life than that. And I don't care if you have a spouse, you have kids, you have jobs, you have whatever. Sometimes you have to just step back and say, hold up. I'm at the point now where I'm just getting through the day. And that's not okay.
Yes, because you've had those moments.
Absolutely.
And you've had those moments to where I would come into the bathroom, you know, when we were living in Atlanta and all the kids were going, you know, mm-hmm. everybody was having to go in different directions and you're running a 30,000 square foot home and housekeepers and trying to run your business and trying to be a wife to me and to where you would be sitting there crying.
Yeah, for sure.
And what would happen when I would walk into that?
Well, I think it opened up a conversation to say, okay, what's going on? You know, what do we need to pull back on? What needs to change in order for you to not, at the end of the day, be at this place? And I think that can happen to anybody, regardless if you're sitting in a bathtub of a 30,000 square foot house or one of a, you know, single wide.
Exactly.
I think it doesn't matter your... Now, yes, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, when you have the financial means to take that pressure away, that's one less thing to be stressed about. Because we've been in that position where we didn't have that financial freedom and we did have the financial stress of day to day. So we've been in both places. But regardless of that, I think just we tend to take on more than what we're able to successfully do on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, and I think that... And
all for a fear of failing, when at the end of the day, that's what ends up happening.
That's what happens, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have tried to share with you over the years. You can't be great at everything you try to do.
Yep.
So don't... Don't step over a dollar to pick up a dime.
Yeah.
Be great at the things that matter the most.
Mm-hmm.
And if And if they don't matter the most, it doesn't matter if you're great at them.
Right. Okay, I don't know about you guys and if this has ever happened to you, but I can tell you it's happened to me. You need to see a doctor. You search and find one that looks good. You wait on hold to book an appointment. You rearrange your schedule. And when you finally go in to find out, the doctor doesn't even take your insurance. I mean, it's awful. And it's happened to me on more than one occasion. But there's a solution. Just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. Go to ZocDoc.com/CC and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's my now go-to wherever I need to see a doctor or whenever. You know, I use ZocDoc because I don't have the time to wait. I mean, everyone knows that time is of the essence. And with children, there's always something happening. And I love that I can find someone, I can see them, I can do a video chat. We just actually did this for Chloe last week. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. And now's the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/CC and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/CC. You're the hiring expert for your company, and what you really need is help making your short list of quality applicants. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. Get your quality short list of candidates whose resumes on the Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you quality candidates whose resume on Indeed fits your job description immediately, and Indeed Skills Test that on average reduces hiring time by 27%. You can also choose from more than 130 skill tests, or you can add your own. Then add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applicants that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed, Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
So, you know, here coming up on a Mother's Day weekend, for all the women out there that listen, you know, we have a 90% female fan base. Mm-hmm. For all of the mothers out there that are Nanny Fays and Julies, dudes, you guys need to give credit where credit's due, because we all know that we are only as good as the women we've got backing us. And I've always said that behind every great man is a better woman. I remember one time, and I think you'll remember this, I remember one time of you saying, and this is when we lived in Atlanta, you said, "I'm okay with standing in your shadow." Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what did I say to you? Do you remember?
You said, I don't know the exact words that you said, but basically that without me there to prop you up, mm-hmm. I, you would not be in, you know, front and center, mm-hmm. or
and that I wanted you to what?
That you wanted me to shine in my own light.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And because you don't grow in the shadow.
Right.
But if we're holding hands walking into the light at the same time, we have an explosion.
Right.
And you have the ability to explode.
Sure.
And you have exploded in areas that I don't even think that you give yourself. Folks, let me just tell you something. Julie gives herself no credit for anything. Julie doesn't give herself for making a great meal every night. She doesn't give herself credit for getting up and taking Chloe to school every morning and making sure that she's at her appointments and dealing with Grayson and then dealing with adult children. While at the same time, dealing with me. And folks, I know before I say this, it's going to be almost impossible for all of y'all to believe that I am not the easiest person in the world to deal with. Because I know that that is the way that I would appear when you see me and meet me. That, God, I mean, he's got to be a walk in the park. I get it. But sometimes I'm not. And yet you still do that. And you need to... I want you always to shine in your light and in your and in a way that feeds you. And not because of a demand that you think I've made or the kids have made or the networks are making or whatever. Do what makes you happy and makes you feel fulfilled. And that's what I would say to all of the women out here and to all of the men who have great women.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, also to all the men who are, you know, single dads, you know, that are Mr. Moms. I have to, you know, have a shout out to Brandon, you know, our friend Brandon Janice. He's actually been on the podcast mm-hmm. before. And he lost his dear sweet wife, Rachel, to breast cancer. And he's navigating this world of raising three small children by himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, he posted on Instagram like last week that it was Sunday and that's like bath day. And he said, folks, before you start in, we have baths on more than Sunday. But Sunday's like our day to, you know, do like condition our hair and do all that, you know, laundry. And then, you know, he was showing pictures of what everybody was eating, you know, and somebody had a pizza and somebody had something else, just random stuff, you know, and I think he just had a glass of wine for dinner or something, you know. And, you know, my hat, because that, I you know, could you imagine small children raise by yourself?
But what did I say to you in this conversation the other night?
Right.
When you were diagnosed with breast cancer, what was my biggest fear?
Right. Of something happening to me and you being left to raise our children by yourself.
Because you had done it all.
Right.
And it's not that I didn't know how to do it, because I had done it all with my first two. But with Julie having children, it was made so easy because this was a woman who was meant to be a mother. And you almost was resentful if somebody got to wipe a shitty diaper up before you did.
Yeah, I did want to. I said this literally yesterday. Our showrunner, Hank, is getting ready to have their baby today.
I'm actually texting with him right now. And her water has broke. She's in the hospital. And I'm just now texting him, asking him, what can I bring them for lunch?
Mm-hmm. Literally, like, we were talking, and there was a couple other guys there that have small children, you know, and one guy, Brian, he's like, you know, when the baby's first born, it's kind of like the baby and the mom, because, you know, she's doing the feeding if she's breastfeeding.
But I would have done that if I could.
And the baby just, like, eats and sleeps and whatever. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, didn't you feel that way? I said, I did. And I felt that way. I can tell you that when I had Chase, I loved him so much that if not another person in this world loved that child, I loved him enough for everybody. Like, he didn't need one other person to love him, because that's how much I loved him. And I
still do
to this day. And he's 20, almost 25.
I was getting ready to say, and you still do as you're washing his dirty drawers.
Yes, I still do. So, you know, that's just part of it.
So, you know, but, you know, yes, Hank and and Nick are bringing little Rita into the world. And folks,
how cool is that? Rita on Cinco de Mayo. You know, everybody's going to think,
call
is
her
it
Margarita? But, you know, Hank is our showrunner. And Hank is who delivers these episodes to you guys on Chrissy Knows Best, you know, each week. And he's been with us for a long time, and we love this man so, so, so much. And folks, we are so blessed with the people that are around us because, and it took a long time to get this team the way that it is.
Right.
But, you know, Hank's brother is one of our camera guys. Mm-hmm. And Hank comes from, you know, Hank lost his mother to breast cancer when she was when he was very young, and right. Baby Jay was just a baby.
Yeah, he
I mean, he was an infant.
Old.
He was 18 mm-hmm. months old. And they had, what do they have, five?
There's seven of them.
There's seven of them. And folks, all seven of these kids, now keep in mind, their father died of a heart attack. And they were scattered about and raised. And all seven of these kids are extremely close.
And they all check successful. Up,
and all hugely successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I really want to go and sue all the private Christian schools that I paid tuition to. Because then you've got these kids who the odds were stacked against them. Mm-hmm. And yet they all turned out to be great, amazing people.
Yep.
And we are so blessed to have Hank.
Mm-hmm. You know, and John.
And John. Yeah, and we've had these conversations privately, how they've changed our lives and don't mm-hmm. even know it.
And how from an outward appearance, not an outward appearance, but, you know, if you met Hank, he is probably, he likes to think he's a lot different than we are, but really we're discovering that he's not. But,
I think,
know,
folks, he's, that he's a Republican. In
he's been in California forever. He, you know, extremely liberal, extremely, like, to the extreme in a lot of ways, but in a lot of some ways he's not.
Right.
But, you know, and just like from a religious standpoint, just so many different things that we differ on.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows you how we have learned so much from this man.
Yes.
And we love him, love his family, and the other stuff doesn't matter.
We have a house full every mm-hmm. day, folks. We have 25 or 30 people with us every day except Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a house full of Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we
liberals,
all,
conservatives,
yes.
black, white, you know, mixed race. We have everything that you can possibly.
We have a Benetton ad in our home.
Right. Okay, you guys know I've talked about Rothy's many, many times because it is a product that we truly love in our household. And you have heard me talk about this company. They make stylish shoes and bags, and they're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. You know, I have told you guys that Chloe wears Rothy's almost daily because they are super comfortable. And I love the fact that I can throw them in the washing machine and they look absolutely like I just took them out of the box every time I do that. And she is probably the roughest. She is definitely the roughest child I've ever had on shoes. So if Chloe can wear them and they look brand new, anybody can wear them. Rothy's are available in a range of styles and come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns. Rothy's has transformed nearly 1 million bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. Check out the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/cc. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/cc. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/cc today.
And we all have so much respect for each other. We all eat together. We have a great time. And we all worry about each other. So our show and our family and the people that's in our lives are proof that it's not red and blue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the color
it's
of love.
It's not red and blue. It's not black and white.
No, it's just the color of mm-hmm. love and respect. And Hank, his fostered that kind of work environment.
Absolutely.
And so today he is going to become, for the first time, a father. And he...
It's kind of, I said to him yesterday, you are going, today is the last day that it is going to be about you.
100%. And you know,
you are going to love this little 7 pounds of human life more than you ever dreamt that you had the ability to love something.
And folks, you know, I had to stop for a minute because I got choked up, but they are naming, I felt like that Tadisha would have been a great name for this child because, you know, you should name her after her god, her after her god uncle. I mean, you know, because, I mean, Todd is a great name for a boy or a girl. And they, for whatever reason, his mother's name won over. So she will be the first Rita in their family since his mother.
Yeah, I love it.
And I love so... it. I was like, okay, if Tadisha has to lose out, let it lose out to his mother, God mm-hmm. rest her soul, because now Rita's here again.
Yeah.
And Rita's going to, his mother's going to live through yeah. through his daughter.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing.
Keep in mind, he is so excited. He is so unbelievably excited for this baby to get here. And when we met him, he was never having children.
Oh, folks, let me just tell you. Let me just be Hank on this. Mm-hmm. I said, Hank, you would make such an amazing father. You know, I mean, I'm you're saying that to me. You
almost
know,
40.
Yeah, and you're saying that to me after kind of producing, you know, running the show of, of a house full of Chrisleys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a hard pass for me. Hank, you don't want to have kids. Nah, it's not a thing for me. Just never really thought about it. Don't need that. I'm good. And then I'd say, Hank, why are you, buddy, you need to move to Tennessee. You need to leave California. Stop with all of the BS that goes on there. You need to get out of California. And are you kidding me?
I love Venice.
I love Venice. I would never leave California. California's where my soul is. Mm-hmm. California is my freedom. It is the land of opportunity.
Yes. And now, folks,
he's a farmer in Tennessee owning 50 acres. So this man has left California to become a farmer in Tennessee on 50 acres. He is having his firstborn child, and before you know it, I'll have him in church. So there you go. So shout out to Nick today, who is the mother of this beautiful baby that who's not come to earth yet. And we hope
she's come to earth because she's in her mother's womb.
Well, who's not?
Who hasn't been born yet?
But she's going to look like an alien. So we can still say.
How do you say that?
All babies look like aliens when they're born. Don't get me started on Chase.
I know. Speaking of that, Nanny Faye said this weekend, she and Chase had a great, great time
at the Derby.
This past weekend. They were able to go to the Derby. Keep in mind, folks, Nanny Faye has never been to the Derby. This was her first time. And she told me. She said, you know, Julie, she said, me and Jean used to talk about all the time that we would love to go to the Kentucky Derby. But she said, we knew we could never afford to go there, you know, between tickets and getting dressed up and having to get a hat and all that. She said, but we always talked about it. She said, I can't believe I'm going. So it was such a blessing that she was able to go. So she asked Chase to go with her. They had an amazing time. And she said, Chase, you look so good in your suit. And he said, Danny, I've looked good my whole life. She said, well, hold up now. That one time when you were born, she said, you wasn't that pretty. Now, can you believe she said that? Can you believe she said that about my child?
Well, he wasn't the prettiest baby, but I thought that as he got a little older.
I thought he was pretty from the minute he drew his first breath.
And grew into that hair. Y'all, he looked like a little orangutan.
His hair was dark when he was born, and it just kind of stuck up on his head. And Todd was used to these bald-headed babies, so of course that's all he thought was beautiful because that's what he had before. And then Chase's hair started growing out, and it grew out, and it was blonde at the root. It was the weirdest thing. And then he was this cute little blonde-headed, brown-eyed, little suntanned baby. But I thought he was pretty from day one.
Exactly. And listen, we all know what he turned out to be. He looks just like his father.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. But, you know, Nick's going to have a beautiful baby. And Rita's going to be absolutely precious.
No, we can't wait to
And
spoil
I cannot
her.
wait to hold this baby because I haven't held a little baby in so long.
I know.
So I cannot wait for that.
I know. I can't
and,
wait either.
You know, our friend Lee, who's our agent, he brought his little boy Houston over for Easter.
Yeah.
And it was the first, and he's not a baby. How old is Houston?
No, he's like two.
Two?
Yeah.
But God,
but he's little
yes,
and he's sweet.
And I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved having that.
Right.
So, you know, we're blessed to be able to be surrounded by so much love and so many wonderful people. And, you know, Hank, Nick, we love you. Lee, you know, we love you in Houston and Beth and Marianne and all the people that work with us every day. We're very blessed. So I hope that each and every one of you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day weekend. For all you mothers out there who don't hear it enough, I applaud you. For all of you men out there who are not doing it enough, stop being a douchebag. Do your part. Celebrate the mother of your child. Celebrate the woman that is your wife. Celebrate the woman that is a woman. So with that being said, I'll close it with, I love you with all of my heart, Julie.
Thank you.
I am blessed beyond measure to have you as my wife and as my partner and as my friend. And I'm even more blessed to be able to say you are the mother of our children. So with that being said, folks, good luck. God bless you all. And thank you very much for tuning in each week to the podcast and to Chrisley Knows Best and the Growing Up Chrisley.
Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but my medicine cabinet overflows when I open it. I mean, we have products for everything. Wouldn't it be great if there was an all-in-one solution that can help support the natural healing process and keep your skin clean? Active Skin Repair is a multifunctional, all-natural, and clinically proven skin repair product for cuts, rashes, sunburns, insect bites, athlete's feet, and more. And as I've said, it works, folks. I use this on Chloe. I use it on myself. I had a little rash that came up on my legs, and my doctor sent him a photo, and I said, what is this? And he said, oh, you know, just put some antibiotic ointment on it. So I used Active Skin Repair, and within the first day, it was already getting better, but after about 5 days, it was completely gone. A non-toxic multifunctional spray and gel that packs a 1-2 punch. It keeps your skin free of harmful microorganisms like bacteria, viruses, and fungi, while supporting the body's natural healing process. They have more than 1,200 five-star Amazon reviews. It's completely non-toxic, no sting, and safe to be around eyes, ears, and mouth. It contains the same molecule produced by the human body and used in hospitals. Pediatrician and FDA cleared for use on even the youngest members of your family. Active Skin Repair has the seal of approval from the National Eczema Association. Get 20% off your order and free shipping by texting CONFESSIONS to 64,000. To get 20% off plus free shipping, text CONFESSIONS to 64,000. That's CONFESSIONS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply.